RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whoa, whoa!
I'm side-eyeing y'all right now. I don't know what we're listening to.
You don't know
what we got going on here, man.
You don't know this?
No, I don't know what this is.
Frankie Beverly and Maze, dog.
Okay. Y'all was zinging it, though.
I was like, this ain't in y'all.
My vibes are higher because of y'all's energy.
Oh, man.
I'm not
it's
discounting
Friday, man,
the song. Because
you make me happy. Oh, yeah, man. Dude. Yeah. This when we play this song on Friday, we know it's almost quitting time.
You know what
it's almost quitting time. It's time to get to whatever's cold.
Tweeting you their happy hour drinks.
Whatever is cold in the refrigerator, you go Come get on, that, man. Yeah, it's Friday. It's gonna be nice today. It's gonna be nice tomorrow. Sunday's supposed to be nice today. Normal.
You're gonna get cold.
My
son, you know, he's starting to, you know, he's with a 5-year-old. He's starting to understand stuff. He's like, man, why is it so hot, Dad, on Christmas?
Right.
It was supposed to be snowy. I'm like, buddy, I don't even know what to tell you. It's just one of those things.
Where
it's
man.
Just gonna be hot today.
Yeah, dog. Right? I'm
snow
like,
is not in the forecast.
As long as it, I mean, I am a proponent. I hate winter. I don't like fall. I like it hot. I'm a summer spring guy.
Really?
You can have fall. You damn sure can have winter.
Yeah.
You know, no. I'm good on winter.
I would take winter over summer. I'm from Florida, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I grew up sweating going to check the mail, dog.
You're not Pensacola, though. You're on the coast.
Yeah, but you couldn't escape the humidity down there, man.
Yeah, you're on the coast.
Yeah. We're going to call it the coast. You couldn't escape the humidity where I was growing up. So it is what it is. But man, I'm from Florida, but I'm 5 miles from the state of Alabama.
Yeah, so you're from Alabama.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm from the state line down there where the Floribama bar is. Anybody that's ever been there?
The what?
The Floribama is a bar.
Oh, yeah. No, I never heard of that.
Stop.
The Floribama?
Floribama. Neither one of y'all ever?
What is it?
What is it? It's a bar.
Okay.
It's like a world famous bar.
Is it on the line?
Yeah, it's on the state line.
Okay.
I've never
like three stages inside.
To like straddle the line, so you could be in Florida in one side of the bar and Alabama on the other.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe you have to actually exit on one side to be in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think that
I've never.
Kenny Chesney wrote a song about it. Mike Leach actually did one thing at his podium one time talking about it's his favorite bar in the world. Mike Leach was
never heard of that.
Get you a box of shrimp. You know, the whole thing, just sit out there, listen to some live music.
Sounds like a nice place.
It's a really good place, man. It's a really good place.
Never heard of it.
Look, man, the crazy thing about down there is it's a coming together of a lot of different, like, college football fan bases.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not really close to anything.
No.
It just kind of is what it is.
How far were you from home at Bama?
4 hours.
Okay.
Like right at it.
Okay.
4 hours.
And now, what's the closest school? Is it Florida State? Or?
Florida State would have been like three.
Okay.
Or maybe a little bit north of 3 hours. Auburn is probably the same distance.
Okay.
Probably three and a half to go to Auburn. Baton Rouge, probably, let's call it more than five to go from Baton Rouge to Pensacola. So you're kind of there in a little triangle.
Dude, who was the guy? I remember, God, what was his name? DeMontre Carter?
Don't know.
From Pensacola. Played tailback. Went to Auburn.
Maybe. Sounds like something that would happen. We had Emmett's from down there. Yeah. Derek Brooks. We had a bunch of dudes. At one point, they had a good thing going down from Pensacola. Justin Gatlin was like the fastest man in the world.
Yep.
Roy Jones had just won another title.
Best boxer.
And Emmett had just set the rushing record.
Damn.
We were on cloud nine. You couldn't tell us a friggin' thing down there from Pensacola. But, yeah, man, it kind of is what it is. If you never heard of the Floribama Bar, do yourself a favor. If you go down to Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Perdido, whatever you're at down there, stop through. You can't miss it, man. It's a good time. Kind of, I don't know, man. I was taken aback. I was, like, vibing on y'all's music. And now knowing that, like, now I got an issue. So it kind of is what it is.
It's all right. That's all right.
Hey, we're going to do the AMA coming up in the next segment. For right now, we'll talk a little bit more about this college football. You and I were having this conversation here in just one second ago when we were talking about how Indiana reminds me so much of 2008 Bama. Maybe?
Yeah, you were saying that. Yeah.
2008 Bama and maybe 2009. Like, I'm not trying. I think when I say 2008, it sounds like I'm discrediting Indiana because we did not win a national title in 2008. But, like, I played left guard. Our left tackle was an Outland Trophy winner, Andre Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Was a top 10 draft pick to the
six,
Bengals.
Number six.
And our center was a consensus All-American.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine Caldwell got drafted by the Texans, played a number of years. Glenn Coffey was our running back. Mark Ingram was his backup. We were very, I don't want to say unathletic, just not explosive.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really ever have explosive.
Who was that? That was four lane. So who was that? Who was
Jim McElwain was offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Florida,
Colorado State. The shark humper. The shark humper.
I love Jimmy Mack. When all that stuff was coming out, I was working with Brandon Adams with all that.
He's like, hey, what is this? And is this I know real?
BA. I'm like, BA would just dive into it. You know, do a whole Dog Nation daily with BA. Like, hey, is this Jim McElwain in this photo?
There's no way you're going to tell me that it's not. That looks just like his ass. I don't care.
Oh, man. Especially, you know, and that was before AI was a big thing.
Yes.
Like, now you'd be like, you can just blame it on AI.
Exactly.
Back then, I don't know, man.
Like he was cuddling with
it's
a shark.
Crazy. That was eight or 9 years ago, man. But it's crazy how much stuff has changed. No, I think we were just talking about Indiana. And I was like, look, man, they just – and Cignetti was on that staff. He was our wide receiver coach in 2008. And that was just very – like, we went about our business by trying to gain 4 yards on every play. Like, it was not like, hey, let's throw a deep ball. It was like, let's gain 4 yards on every play. We opened the year by playing Tommy Bowden's Clemson team.
Right.
By the middle of that year, Tommy Bowden had been fired and Dabo took over.
Mm-hmm.
But we opened the year playing against Tommy Bowden's Clemson team. And I remember, like, that was like Terrence Cody's first year as, like, our nose guard.
Couldn't
run the football on Mount Cody.
Right.
Tommy Bowden actually called Saban after – and that was Kirby's first year actually as defense coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Because the year before that, he was not. Kevin Steele was the defense coordinator. And Tommy Bowden actually calls Nick Saban after the game and is like, dude, what happened? Just straight up calls him. Like, nobody heard about this till later on. But it's like, I got to figure out what exactly exposed our squad. And Tommy got fired 4 or 5 weeks later, and that news broke that he had actually called Saban after that. But Dabo gets the job. Dabo's had the ball, you know, the job ever since.
Right.
But Indiana, when I look at them – and I look at what they are as a team. I just wonder if they're not, again, I'm not trying to take away anything away from them. Are they explosive enough and athletic enough that they can go win a national title?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, but I do know this. They're really fucking almost. Oh, you hit it, Bo? It didn't come out.
Hit it.
It didn't come out. It almost did.
They're really funny.
They're really good.
They're really funny.
It could have been funny.
Yeah.
But they're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're physical.
And
man.
They're a physical football team. I don't know what Ohio State was doing as far as getting real cute with their play calling.
I don't either.
But I think that, you know, when you look at where, you know, how Cignetti has his team now.
Yeah.
Like, I think Alabama wins the game. I do. But I wouldn't be surprised.
It sounds like you got more confidence than I do.
I
look at the you know, Indiana's going to be a favorite. I think it's 6.5 point right now, and I just look at it going, if they get into methodical mode, if Indiana does, like, they could just straight up march down the field, get 5-10 yards at a time.
Right.
They're more explosive than we were in 08. I'm not trying to take that away from them, but as it gets down to the final eight teams, and this is the reason I bring this up, as I start looking at it going, okay, who can win a national title?
Right.
The best version of Bama probably could. I just don't know that. I've seen that version for like one half of football in the last 6 weeks. I don't know that version exists much anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a little bit skeptical of them. I think Georgia can, and they would be my pick right now, to go win a national title. Ohio State can win a national
yes.
title.
Yes.
As good as Indiana is, I look at the fact that they've got to win, what, three straight games against some of the best teams in the country, and I still am a little bit skeptical that they can get that done. I just don't know. And so when you start looking at these matchups and you look at Miami against Ohio State, I don't necessarily – can Miami win a national title?
Yes.
They can.
Miami can win a national championship if Carson Beck doesn't lose it for them. Because defensively. But the thing, Carson's going to have to make some throws against Ohio State. He's going to have to make some plays. He's going to have
a couple whole shots.
He's going to have to make some plays. That offense, they can run the heck out of the ball.
Yeah, they can.
But Carson's going to have to make some throws against Ohio State.
All right.
He's just going to. But I think roster – you were talking about roster-wise?
Yes.
Yes, I think
Miami
can.
And that's where – and I'm glad you bring that up because I keep landing there with Texas Tech. No. Can Texas Tech win a national title?
I don't think so.
Like they have the defense that probably could.
Yep.
But I look at them and go, dude, I don't know. Oregon, kind of same way. Very, very good team. I just think we're down to the point where you got eight teams left in this thing. And who can win a national title to me? I'm not sure it's eight. I don't even know if it's six.
I think you go Georgia. I think you go Ohio State. I think Oregon could. I think Oregon could.
Ole Miss is – I feel the same way about Ole Miss I do about Texas Tech. I just don't think – I don't know how that's possible. I don't see that happening. Be like one of the greatest stories in the history of football.
But my only thing with the thing with Texas Tech is this. They're really good. But they played in the Big 12. I mean, I'm sorry. They're really good. But I need to see this.
And that's kind of where I keep coming back to,
But I was like this with Arizona State last year, and I had to see it. And they gave Ohio State all they wanted.
They did.
They gave Ohio State all they wanted. So I'm not saying that Texas Tech can't do it. But I need to see them do it.
Well, and that's why I keep coming back to it. Is like I think it goes to your point about them playing in the SEC or not the SEC, the Big 12, Big 10. I think the SEC teams and the Big 10 teams, for the most part, it's like, okay, week in and week out, you're going to have – I mean, Bama played like four or five ranked games this year in a row.
Yep.
And so I think that can you do it for a half? Yeah. Can you upset a team? Sure. Can you win the next three? I don't know. That's where I start falling apart with some of these arguments, man. So
I have a question for you. I know we got to go to break. And, you know – he works with y'all. He's one of our favorite people. I love it. Man, Dylan, just an awesome human being.
Yeah.
And we make fun of him
all the time. Yeah.
And the greatest thing about Dylan is the shirt. The shirt with Simone on it.
Yeah. Are you about to bring up mine?
Whose idea was that?
You better talk about my shirt?
Yes. Mike, I love my wife to life.
Yeah.
To life.
Yeah.
We'll give my life up for that woman.
Yeah. It's tough.
So whose idea was it?
I did not know that my wife was doing it. She heard the segment where I kind of made fun of Dylan.
Okay. Like, man, exactly.
And I think we were doing fair foul.
Okay.
And Allie's like, is it fair to wear your significant other's face on your shirt? And I was like, no, it's foul. It's absolutely, you cannot do that.
And she made you get a shirt.
And so my wife sent, like a month later, she's like, hey, I want you to open this on air. I didn't even think about it.
Right.
Like, it never even crossed my mind.
Right.
I thought it was just a cool Christmas present, some kind of Bammer lid swag. But so we come in here and I open it up and it's my wife's.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's five pictures of my wife.
Have you worn it?
She made me wear it on Christmas Day. She made me wear it yesterday. I have a picture in front of the tree with my wife's face on a shirt, and it's The best part is it's Lindsay, but the S is the dollar sign. Lindsay, the S is a dollar sign. So, yeah, and I actually have gotten a couple of pictures. Shout out to everybody on the socials of guys that they had the same gift given to them. They're like, I guess I'm wearing the same shirt now, too.
Right.
It was a good idea. So it kind of is what it is.
Love her to life. It's one of those things where, come on. She got me some draws, right?
Yeah.
With her face on my draws.
I respect that.
Yeah, okay.
I respect that. That kind of makes a little more sense. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. It is time for the AMA. In just a few minutes, we're going to have the midday AMA, you guys like to call it. Grab your phone, dial us up, ask a question, 404-726-0929. No question will be turned away. I'll be right back here in just a few minutes.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.